Welcome to the first ever Weatherby Resources podcast. My name is Melanie Hill, and I am the host of the Weatherby podcast. And today I'm here with Carrie Cooley and Lynn Stang. They are the principals of Weatherby, also known as the owners in everyday language. So we want to welcome you to our first ever podcast. And we just want to talk about 2018. And we want to talk about 2019, kind of what's coming, and just kind of introduce everybody to who we are and what we do, et cetera. I know that a lot of people out there have used us before, but we just want to talk a little more in-depthly about that. So let me just kind of do a disclaimer here. Carrie feels better than she sounds. She's got a little proverbial frog in the throat, and so you have to just forgive her of that. But they're both going to talk about, like I said, 2018 and 2019. So let's start out, y'all, with 2018, kind of what happened with the ownership and kind of some of the things that you guys did and implemented, and then we'll talk about 2019. So Lynn?
So first of all, thank you, Melanie. We're very excited to be doing the podcast today with you, and yes. So excited that you're going to be our host going forward.
Thank you.
So the big news for Carrie and I in 2018 was we had the opportunity to purchase Weatherby in July of 2018. So Heather and Joy Berry, the founders of Weatherby, had owned the business for 20 years, and they had, and both Carrie and I had worked with them for them for a number of years. And they decided that they were ready to retire and, you know, go on to the next phase of their life. And it was very important, especially to Joy Berry, that she pass on the business to employees or people that they had worked with and that they felt could continue the great legacy and continue the fine work that Weatherby does in the hospice space, the hospice consulting space.
My guess is, when I hear you say that, is they really wanted to find someone who is passionate about hospice.
Right.
Because
right.
That's all we do is hospice.
Right.
And I think that sets us apart pretty well, too. And so your passion, you know, they need somebody that was passionate about it.
Right. And, you know, Carrie and I talk at boot camp a lot that when we discovered hospice in our careers, we knew that we'd found home.
Absolutely.
And then when we began working for Weatherby, it was like an additional home. And so being able to stay with the company and continue the legacy is just such a huge blessing for us. Mm-hmm. And we just want to honor the history, but also take it, you know, forward into bigger and better things. And so we're so excited within this first year to have that opportunity to keep what's, you know, been in place and done a great job, but then also explore new opportunities with our customers and out in the hospice community.
Right. I know just before we sat down to do the podcast, we were all discussing just technology and how every business has got to move with the times to stay up with technology.
Right.
And I think that's certainly a part of this and what we're doing today, but what you guys want to do for the future.
Yes, definitely. And we're so thankful for what 2018 was for us and for the company during this transition. But 2019 is just a time of new opportunity and excitement and exploration.
Absolutely. So Carrie, tell me something about 2019. What's coming up?
Yes, so I am incredibly excited about 2019 because it's our first full year as owners of Weatherby. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. We're doing podcast.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about passion and, you know, I went to nursing school to help people and to make a difference. If you would have told me that 21 years later I would be sitting in the Weatherby office doing a podcast, it just blows my mind.
Right.
So I'm very excited about our first year as new owners. I'm excited about us taking our interaction with customers and our experience with hospice clients all over the country and using such a neat technology like a podcast to share those experiences in real time with hospice clients. I'm actually a huge podcast fan. I've been listening to podcasts for years. And so this really, for me, professionally, is a dream come true. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that hospice, the work that hospices do, is the most important work on this earth. And to be able to serve our clients and to serve the hospice industry using podcast technology just makes me incredibly proud of us as a company. And I just think it's really neat too. So we're growing, we're learning about technology. I'm also excited about our 2019 boot camp schedule.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Now, y'all are pretty well known for your boot camps.
Yes.
And so clients that I've worked with for Weatherby, I mean, I go and they're like, we went to boot camp. And even before I became affiliated with Weatherby, being in the hospice industry, I've heard about your boot camps forever. And so tell us about the boot camps. You know, okay. There are going to be four this year, right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So our locations for 2019 are Texas in March, Washington, Seattle, Washington in June, Baltimore, Maryland in September, and then always we do Las Vegas in December. So we're doing four again like we always have, but one of the new things that we started in 2018 that we'll carry forward in 2019 is that we introduce the concept of having case studies in our boot camp. So a patient, or actually three patients, are introduced at the very beginning of boot camp, so day one, and then they are followed through into day two, and then if participants are staying through optional day three, they appear again in day three. And the feedback that we received in 2018 for that style, which actually was based on feedback from previous participants, was so well received that we are going to carry that into 2019. Yeah. And we really like that sort of boots on the ground, to use that term, of helping people who come to our boot camps be able to leave the boot camp and implement, start, continue the great work that they're doing as a result of what they learned over the 2 or 3 days.
So that's so cool to me, because you're taking they're familiar with the patient name, or the, you know, whatever you call them. They're familiar with the diagnosis and what's been done. So you just kind of weave, that's the word that comes to mind. You weave that through all 3 days, like you said, if you stay for the optional, but you weave it through the entire thing. And so it's kind of almost like a mystery how you had to kind of have to keep up.
Yeah. And day three, for 2019 is dedicated 100% to clinical record documentation. Okay. So on day three, we walk the participants through what the IDG documentation should look like in order to get paid.
Ooh,
so we look at physician documentation, nursing, social work, spiritual care, volunteer, and how all of those disciplines together, their documentation has to be sufficient to support payment.
Right.
So, you know, as Lynn said a few minutes ago, the way that Weatherby grows and changes our boot camps is based on feedback that we've gotten from participants over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So this feedback, day three, comes from that feedback. And the reviews have been phenomenal. The one that made me the proudest was, I finally feel like I have the real recipe for documentation.
Great.
And so that made me really proud, because I know without a doubt that person went back to their hospice and taught their entire IDG how to document using the recipe. We call it the recipe.
Yeah.
The Weatherby recipe for documentation success. So after days one and two, it's the perfect end. Day three, diving into the documentation so that the participants can leave, take that message back to their own home hospice teams, and help them thrive with their documentation.
That's awesome. Whenever you say the recipe, so I've been watching the old Walton's reruns on Amazon Prime, and the ladies in the recipe. So I keep thinking about that when you say it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite shows. Let's talk about the Hospice Compliance Network, because I know that that's a part of Weatherby. And so, you know, what can people expect this year from the Hospice Compliance Network?
So we're so happy that we, you know, have the members that we do for our Hospice Compliance Network, which is a membership subscription-based service. And in 2019, the first thing that we thought about, every year we proactively think about what would our webinar series be based on. So in 2017, it was sort of reacting. The kind of overall topic or thought was, how do we respond to things that come up? So 2018's focus for the webinar series was all about being proactive. What does the hospice need to do to be proactive? So 2019 kind of was adding more tools to the toolkit. If I already am, you know, making progress on documentation, you know, whatever it may be, what are some of the things that are out there that are additional that we know come up but aren't consistently coming up? So we thought about topics for 2019 that our members would really find interesting and helpful. And so, for example, we're looking into pharmacy. We're looking at CAP issues, which was the webinar we did yesterday.
Right.
We're looking at billing or palliative care services. And so we're really excited that we can kind of branch into some of these other areas that are a part of day-to-day operations in hospices, but maybe just kind of a one-off, that it's not an everyday thing, but you know, it's definitely part of it.
But it's all information that provides value.
Right.
I mean, all of that provides value to the webinar participants, and I think that's awesome. I know the other things, that just, you know, the things that people can look forward to are the quarterly roundtables.
Yes.
Of course, we're doing our podcasts, the forums. You know, all of that is so important, I think, to everyday operations, you know, of a hospice. And so I think that that's very, very, very exciting.
Well, and one of the things I wanted to really highlight for this year is we've done the quarterly roundtables as part of the membership service. But this year we identified that many hospices have legal questions or feel that they would like the opportunity to ask an attorney, a hospice healthcare attorney, questions. So we invited attorneys for each of the quarterly roundtables to be available to our members so that they could hear the hot topics, what issues that are going on out there, and to sort of help guide them, take those questions, et cetera. And we've already received positive feedback about that approach, and people are very much anticipating and looking forward to that. And our first quarterly roundtable is in February, and the first attorney that will be joining us is Jason Chris from Epstein Becker Green out of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So that was a new addition. In addition, additionally, the quarterly podcast that we're having a dedicated topic to our members quarterly.
Right. Yeah, I love that. And I was just looking at the list of the healthcare attorneys that will be coming on. And so that'll be February, May, August, and November, which are not the same months as our quarterly podcast. So there's something just about every month that's of value with the subscription, like you said, to the Hospice Compliance Network.
Yes, we're very excited.
So what else? Y'all want to just kind of closing everything out. Is there anything else that you want to say about the year? Anything else that we need to inform people about before we wrap it up?
Well, I think for me, we are, you know, the hospice TPE audits began in January of 2018. So we're seeing, we've had lots of clients who have reached out to Weatherby for assistance with that. Some have done very well, some not so much. So we're finally starting to see what happens with clients who don't reach the preferred denial rate at the end of round three. So I would encourage hospices now to invest in resources to do some internal auditing to determine if your claims are good, because we know that TPE audits are going to grow in size, in scope, in number for hospice. So I think that's one of the things that's really on the horizon is payment-related scrutiny is not going away.
Right.
And hospices who are willing to invest proactively to have their clinical records looked at to determine areas of risk always fare better on those audits. So I hope that as hospices are building their 2019 compliance plans and QAPI programs, that they're including that piece of it. And I think 2019 is just going to be an incredible year. I could not have handpicked a better business partner. She is just as passionate about hospice and compliance as I am. And I'm just so thankful for our team of consultants. We are just thrilled, and we're so thankful to be able to serve the hospice industry, doing something that we love and helping hospices ultimately provide great care to their patients.
Absolutely. So our next podcast, I believe it'll be in April.
No, the first
one. The first one. Excuse me, January. That's right. We're doing the introductory today, but the January one is going to be, I think we're going to talk about PAs. Tell a little bit more about that, what we're going to tackle there.
Yeah, so after this intro, we really wanted to offer our ACN members their first podcast of the year. And thankfully, Melanie and Carrie are actually going to be discussing the expanded role of the physician's assistant. Mm-hmm. So effective this month of this year, the physician assistant role has expanded. There are some challenges with it. So you all will be covering that in our first official HCN podcast, which will launch on January 31st.
Right. Okay. Well, all right.
Hopefully my voice will be fixed by then.
Yeah, I will not have to do my disclaimer next time for Carrie's voice. Right. So we're excited about that. But thank you so much for joining us, for listening, and being a part of what Weatherby's doing and how we're trying to just help hospices be the best that they can be. I mean, from all sides, from compliance and from clinical documentation, sales, everything. We're just trying to make a difference there and help you guys. So join us January 31st. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Melanie. Mm-hmm. Have a great day, everyone.